It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Hit Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Secure peace of mind for 2024. Hi, this is Brett with Naughty Pine Oil Company. We are your local, third-generation, family-owned source for bulk fuel, serving Northeast Kansas. I am inviting you now to lock in your fuel price for 2024. Prepay before year end and enjoy stability in your fuel costs. Act now and call 785-364-3711 today for more details.
Paralyzed Veterans of America, National Service Officers.
We've got an entire generation of men and women who have seen war. They're going to need voices. They're going to need advocates.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is here to help.
We're going to make sure that the Veterans Affairs gives them everything that they're entitled to.
Get all the health care they need.
Making a person's house adaptable for them to go back home and live.
Education benefits.
And we also focus on getting them a job.
And if something happens to the veteran, then, you know, we're the spouse's advocate.
We help our veterans for free.
The way that Paralyzed Veterans of America does that is through their national service officers that are located throughout the United States.
Our work is important because people depend on us.
And they know when they come to Paralyzed Veterans of America, they're going to get the right answer, and they know that we are there for them 24/7, because we are.
Changing lives, building futures. That's Paralyzed Veterans of America. To learn more, visit pva.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
We weren't sure adoption would happen for us, but when it did, it happened threefold.
Mary and her husband first met their three children when they became their foster parents. Little did they know that their house would become the siblings' forever home.
We had to help them adjust to the idea that they wouldn't have to leave. Children in foster care have lived and survived so much. We had to help them process their trauma. And now to hear our children say that they know they have a mother and father who take care of us, teach us, and love us means everything.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is committed to finding safe, permanent homes for the longest waiting children in foster care.
I not only love these kids, I am just so proud of them.
You can help. Visit DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Welcome back to the Nolan. Good to have you along here this evening, everybody, with Joseph, producing and engineering at Akira Sports Studio. Tom Cox with you, of course, as we're getting set for game two tonight. And in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, the Benedictine Ravens play host to Central Methodist. Welcome back, everybody. Is the ladies' game just wrapped up a little bit ago, and it was a big victory for the Benedictine Lady Ravens. Very impressive win for them in game one. Getting ready for game two, and a PA guy, he's introducing the starters already to the crowd. So if you'll bear with me as I get my flashlight out here, I'm going to share the starters with you. For Central Methodist, Eagles coming into the ball game tonight under head coach Matt Sherman. They are 10-9 on the season, 7-8 in the heart, and they're going to be starting three seniors and a couple of juniors, with seniors Marcus Anthony, 6'2" from Jeff City, Missouri, and the Kansas City, Missouri, the 6'9" Bol Tong, and from Croatia, At 6'5", the senior Mario Fantina. And the two juniors on his team, you got Brandon Tichoya. He is 6'7" from London, England, and out of Atlanta, Georgia, Destin Jenkins. He is 6'6". So it's Jenkins, Anthony, Tong, Fantina, and Choya. For the Benedictine Ravens, head coach Ryan Moody, his assistant John Pierre Benedictine, at 6-11 at 5-8 in the conference, they're going to be starting. A little different look with Ezra Bagapa, 6'1 senior from Wellington, New Zealand. At Leawood, Kansas, the 6'5 junior, Preston Reynolds. Then you get some young guys, the sophomore Jack Vanderwoody, is 6'4 from Noakesville, Virginia, and a pair of freshmen. Harrison Kissling from Olathe at 6'3", and Declan Sullivan out of South Bend, Indiana. He is 6'1". And now coach is going to make a change. He was talking before the game that he thought maybe Bryson LaRue is going to be able to go tonight, and it looks like Bryson will be starting. So we're going to have Bryson LaRue out there for Benedictine tonight. Bryson is a 6'2 junior from Lee Summit, Missouri. He has been the leading scorer for this team all season long. So, how about that? Central Methodist in the traveling black uniforms with white lettering and trim. Benedictine in the home white with the red and black lettering and trim and the script Ravens across the front. BC coming into the game tonight looking to break a three-game losing streak as they go for a sweep over Central Methodist. Guys winning over in Fayette earlier this season in a thriller 79-78. Here's Central Methodist over to the right side to work it down low. Back off on top. Around to the right with it. They'll go again and being patient on the ball. Batted away for a minute and batted away and losing the floor. It's going to be picked up. Jaglin. Coast to coast. Drive. Shoot. Scores. Sullivan for two. So the Ravens coming up with a big steal and finish it with a bucket. Jaglin Sullivan with a pair, and the Ravens with an early 2-0 lead. Now here's the feed underneath. The kick back to the outside. The three rims out. No good. Benedictine with a board. And back the other way. Here come the Ravens. Kick over to the left side. Baseline three. Jack Vanderwoody for three. Ravens break out in front 5-0. Getting a stat cast trying to roll here. Here's a three from the right side for CMU. And that's Mario Fantina. And it is 5-3. Now, Mario Fantina, we got to talk about him just a little bit, okay? Sure, he's a really, really nice guy. Got a nice family back in Croatia. But number eight, I am not probably ever, and here's a nice turnaround shot in the middle for the Ravens for a two. I'm not probably ever going to get used to college basketball players wearing a number bigger than five, and he wears an eight. So my only issue with him is his number. The Ravens with a steal, and on the other end of the court, Declan Sullivan with the breakaway layup. It is 9-3. Declan with four. Jack with three. Gino with a couple. And 2 minutes into the ball game, the Ravens are in front 9-3. Central Methodist around the side with a basketball. They will look into the middle, put it off on top. Gets it there to Choya. Falling away shot. Long two. Off no good. BC with a rebound. And let me just kind of help you with Brandon Choya. T-C-H-O-U-I-A, then pronounced Choya. Ravens working outside. Here's LaRue's first shot, and there it is. That's what the Ravens have been missing. Three-point shot for LaRue. It is 12-3. Benedictine with an early 9-point spread. 17 and a half to go. Opening half, a long way to go. Here's the lob underneath the big man, up and in, an easy pair. O-O-B-O-L, Tong, T-O-N-G. for Central Methodist. Again, 6'9" senior. Benedictine into the forecourt. Bryson. Theroux accelerates over to the right side. No room. Out on top it goes to Reynolds. Preston backing in. Backing in. Gets bumped. Couple of head fakes. Loses the handle on the ball. Picks it back up. Lobs it right. Gino. Baseline three. How about that? Corridori from the corner. The Ravens have exploded to a 15-5 lead. And we're 16 and a half to go. Three-pointer. Other end. Up and no. Rebound slapped around. Slapped around. And a foul in the backcourt. The ball will belong to Benedictine. And a foul is going to be on Fautina. And you know it's Fautina because there's no 53s. The official comes up to the scorer's table holding aloft. One hand with five fingers. One hand with three. So that is number eight. Ravens up court for the basketball. Up 10. 15-5, Gino, right side. Jack, squares, threes, no rebound. Gino, it puts it home. Corridori for two. Gino, he's starting hot. 7 points, Corridori. And the 17-5 Ravens, the shot on the other end, rattles home. And that is Dustin Jenkins. Back up with it, Benedictine. These two teams are pretty hot right now. Benedictine hitting 86% of their shots. They're 6 out of 7. Now 7 of 8. Preston Reynolds for two. If you're an opponent, you're saying, wait a minute, 7 of 8? I can't beat that. I mean, you just can't beat 7 of 8. Here's a feed into the lane to travel. The crowd wants it. The official doesn't give it. And here's a three falling away from the outside. And it's going to be up and good for Fautina. 19-10. Back up the floor with it. Bryson LaRue over to the left side. Start to drive in. Ball going to be batted away a little bit. Marcus Anthony knocks it away. BZ will bring it back. Here's Jack, another baseline three, and he hits another one! Jack Vanderwood with a couple of threes. And the Ravens push up now to a 22-10 lead. Now back on the other end of the floor, we get a little contact, and so play stops. We're going to get our first media break. Time out on the court. We're at 14:41 to go in the opening half here in the Nolan Gymnasium on the beautiful Benedictine College campus. It's the Ravens 22, Central Methodist 10.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a tecouple. A quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMGs! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMGs quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Benedictine seems, and this happens to most schools, I feel like, at some point against some opponent. Benedictine seems to play very well against Central Methodist. It's just one of those opponents against whom they have been highly successful over the years. And that would include earlier this season, as I mentioned during the open of the game, it was a 79-78 Benedictine win in overtime in Fayette. Well, the Ravens have won 7 of their last 10 in the conference. And again, they just play well against CMU. And right now they're playing really well, leading it by a dozen. Eagles will bring the ball in out of the timeout and drop a three from outside. Nice 3-point shot from way out on the edge by Destin Jenkins. He's got 5. It is 22-13. 14-20 to play, opening half. Harrison Kissling has entered the Benedictine lineup coming out of the timeout, and he will take Bryson out of the game. Also in Drew Purdy for the Ravens. He's in for Preston. Here's a follow-away 12-foot shot. Yeah! Daglin Sullivan's got a half a dozen. And it's 24-13. Ravens go up again by 11. Ball topside to Jenkins. Over to the right. It's Anthony. No. Marcus can't get that shot to drop. Here comes Daglin. Sullivan racing into the forecourt. And his second defender has to come over to help him. The bounce pass over to the right side to Harrison. Harrison does not kick it over. I thought they were going to run a little motion, but instead they'll bring it out on top to Daglin. Right side is going to be Jack. Out on top, Gino. Around the perimeter they go. 13 on the shot clock. Playing off the screen. Daglin with it again. He'll start right, drive left, dumps it over, wide open. Kissling three. That one won't go. You're almost surprised right now when a shot doesn't go in. Up with it will come CMU, trailing by 11 at the baseline. To feed across, into the corner, back on top, squares up, long three. It's going to be up, and they're going to call it good for two. Two-point shot with a toe on the line, and it's 24-15. With 13 minutes to go. Feed underneath, Gino falling away. Didn't get anything on that shot, and it came up way short. Central Methodist back up court with a basketball. 12:49 and rolling to play in the first half, and we will have a turnover by Central Methodist. Coming into the game for CMU, going to be Kevin James and also Thomas Sewulu. So Kevin James is a 6'4 sophomore from Massillon, Ohio. Thomas Sewulu from London, England at 6'8". Many international students on the Central Methodist roster. And a Ravens shot from the outside misses. Going to get away, go out of bounds. It'll come back to Central Methodist. The Ravens have cooled now to 10 of 13, hitting 77% of their shots. A fantastic number. Central Methodist, phenomenally, hitting 60% of theirs. Three-point shot, left side, won't go. Rebound underneath. CMU follows up at home. On the little putback shot, Marcus Anthony gets his first bucket of the ball game. 24-17, Benedictin. Now it's going to be Vince Duca coming in. Sullivan to Duca, skips it left, baseline Purdy three, nope, rebound to CMU. They'll find at the other end. Where it'll be Marcus Anthony. Into the forecourt, right in front of the scorer's table. Marcus, little high-stepping dribble over to the right side. Dumps it into the corner now. It's going to be James with it. Now the big guy backs in, twists, turns, crosses over underneath, and is able to stretch out those long arms and put it up and in. That's going to be Sewulu. So Thomas Sewulu, his first points in a Raven lead, beginning to evaporate. It's down to five. Now from underneath, that's a beautiful shot by Daglin Sullivan. Daglin, leading all scorers, has eight. 26-19. We're at 11 to go in the opening half. Game moving along relatively briskly. Ladies game did not. Lots of stoppages, lots of fouls, lots of things going on with the officials. Here's a three left side. Marcus Anthony has five. 26-22, and we're 10:50 to go in the first half. Harrison Kissling, Jack Vanderwoody, Daglin Sullivan, Drew Purdy, and Vince Duca out for Benedictine and Coach Moody. Drive down the right side, little bunny stepping. As Harrison was going to kick it back to Daglin, he is not where anyone expected, and the Ravens are going to turn it over, and Benedictine is a ball will be put in play from the near side. Ravens are going to make a couple of substitutions. Back into the game. Okay, back in is going to be Bryson LaRue, and in for the first time is going to be Larry Parker the third. The ball goes left side. Sewulu starts it back in. Duca, as big as Sewulu, is able to stop him, and here's a running floating shot. Left side, good. Dustin Jenkins with seven. 26-24. 10:05 to go in the first half. That 12-point Benedictine lead has now been whittled down to only two. Here's a three for LaRue, wide to the right side. CMU and Mario Fantina comes down with the basketball. Mario jumps it over to Anthony. Marcus kicks it back into the middle. Driving shot is going to be off the mark. And on the missed shot, we have a foul call. The officials will confer. It is going to be against Benedictine. And as they take a break, we're taking a timeout. Media break coming at 9:40 to go in the first half. We got a good one here in the Nolan. Benedictine 26, Central Methodist 24.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Acheson at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Acheson.
Well, right now, Benedictine leading it by a pair with 9:40 to go in the opening half, and the five on the floor for the Ravens are not the point. The five on the floor for Benedictine right now have contributed three in this game, and those belong to Bryson LaRue. Now coach is going to bring Preston Reynolds back in and Gino back in. We'll see if they come away from their respective benches. Who is on the floor? For Central Methodist, you're going to have Destin Jenkins still in the game and Marcus Anthony. You've got Mario Fantina, Kevin James, and Thomas Sulu. And coming to the free throw line, it'll be Jenkins. First free throw, no. Rims out, no good. He's already got, what, 7 points in the game? Looking for his eighth. And got it right there. 26-25. We're down to a one-point game with 9:40 left in the first half. All right, out of the court for Benedictine. Let's reset him with Preston Reynolds out there, Harrison Kissling, Bryson LaRue. Larry Parker still out there with Gino Corridori. There's your Benedictine five. Top side with it is going to be Harrison. Kissling feeds LaRue, goes from 13, throws it in. Bryson LaRue with five. It is 28-25 Benedictine. This game was so close when these two teams played last. So close it went to overtime. You got a vibe that this was going to be very much like that. 9 minutes to go in the half, and it's a one-possession game. Top side with it, Anthony. Marcus goes over to the left side. Hemi is in the game. It's not like Hemi like an engine. It's like H-E-M-M-E. So, just clearing that up. Shots up and missing. Will Hemme, a 6'1 junior from Fort Collins, Colorado. Ravens down court and a little push and an offensive foul is going to be called on LaRue. That was an interesting call by the official. It took kind of a while for that call to be made, and for a while I wasn't really certain that that's what was going to happen. Wasn't sure they were going to call that offensive foul at all, but they did. Back up court with it will come. Central Methodist trailing by three. 8:15 left in the opening half here in Atchison, Kansas. Point guard has the ball, pulls up, goes three, no, and a rebound pulled out by Benedictine. Here's a Kissling coming up with a basketball. The Ravens will take it down the left side. Play it into the middle. Feeds over to Gino Corridori. Power move. No. So the Ravens do not capitalize on a open look by the big guy underneath. There's a three. Missing. Offensive rebound. Over to the right side there. Anthony. And it'll go out of bounds. Back to Central Methodist. So Kissling and Parker out of the game. Sullivan and Vandervoorde back in. CMU would have asked, well, shot clock's at 14. Remember, they just brought it in down to their baseline. Three-point shot up and missing, and a rebound saved by Central Methodist. Cordori kind of got held back a little bit from being able to reach that rebound. Shot clock reset to 12 now, rolling down to 10. There's a travel, no whistle. The ball gets knocked away. It's loose, picked up. Deglin goes in, goes up, high off the square. It's up and good, Deglin Sullivan. Love watching him handling the basketball. Benedictine up 5. Sullivan has 10 of them. It's 30-25. Spinning into the lane, a little off balance. Shot is going to go in. So the bucket is going to be good for Kevin James. And he'll have his first points of the evening, 30-27. Deglin goes left side. Preston out on top. Jack goes to the left. Feeds across to Gino. Loses it off his foot. And the rule says 5 should never bounce the basketball. Just saying that. 6:47 to go. Luckily for Benedictine, as Gino bounced it off his ankle. Central Methodist had Bol Tong reach out for it. Now Gino's going to be taken out. One of coaches telling him, don't bounce the ball. Vince Duca comes in for BC at the 5 spot. Shot clock down to 7. Duca goes right side. Deglin, he's got to be aware of the shot clock. 4 seconds, 3. Kicks it to Duca, and he's going to travel with it, so won't make any difference. Vince was confused. He thought maybe he should shoot, maybe he should pass, maybe he should drive, and in the process, he traveled with it, and here comes Central Methodist. 6.5 to go in the first half. 30-27. CMU to the right side. Underneath is going to be Anthony. It's going to be stolen. Bryson coming up with the basketball. LaRue to Sullivan. Deglin cuts across. Hook pass on top. Long three, Bryson. Count it! Bryson LaRue coming in. First time of getting a little PT in a few games. He has 8 already. 33-27 Ravens. From underneath the ball, it's going to be rejected. No foul called. Ravens coming up with numbers. Over to the left side of Vandervoorde. Brings it back off on top. Deglin in, up. Doesn't get the roll. Rebound off the fingertips of Preston. Reynolds couldn't get a grip on it, and Benedictine will give it back. For CMU, Destin Jenkins and Mario Fantina quickly back out on the floor. 5:46 to go in the opening half. CMU brings the ball in, lets it roll. Marcus Anthony jumps it over to the right side. Bol Tong out on top. The feed right and the easy, easy layup for Anthony. Marcus with 7. 33-29. Preston, Ravens dealing with that player defense. Preston's showing a good speed, working right now in front of the Eagle bench. Out on top to Jack. Out balance, and he throws it in somehow anyway for 3. I'm telling you, his 3rd 3 of the game, and it looked like there was no way he was going to get that anywhere close, and yet, with great body control, he's able to knock it down, and the Ravens go back up 36-29. The ball's going to be stripped away by Preston. Reynolds coming up with a steal. He'll accelerate into the lane. Drives through the defender. Misses the shot. Rebound out of bounds, Raven basketball. It'll have been touched last by Destin Jenkins. And we will get the under 5 media break. Timeout of the floor with 4:41 to go in the opening half.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
you know, I don't know how many times you see what we're watching tonight. Probably quite a bit more. I feel like it's small college basketball, perhaps. Because tonight's meeting features these two programs, both being led by coaches who also played for their respective programs. Brian Moody, of course, for Benedictine. Matt Sherman played for his father, who is head coach Jeff Sherman at CMU. Now he's the AD at CMU. Right now, the Heart has 6 of their 13 programs led by graduates of the school for whom they are coaching. 6 of the 13, virtually half. That is fantastic. Central Methodist coming up corner to basketball with 4 minutes and 25 to go in the opening half. Raymond's with the lead, 36-29. CMU kicks it top of the key, goes left side, Fantina, 3-point shot, air ball. I think it was very wide to the right side. Had to have slipped out of his hand a little bit. It'll go out of bounds on the fly. And Benedictine coming back up court with it. Here comes Deglin. Sullivan having a nice game. 5 of 6. 10 points already. Couple of rebounds, couple of assists, couple of steals. Nice line going right now for Deglin. Out on top of it is going to be BC. They'll feed in the middle. Back out it comes to Sullivan. Bryson's pass, then turning and spinning and shooting. Deglin Sullivan for 2 more. Make it a dozen now, and it's 38-29. 3:40 to go. Benedictine is on a 6-0 run. Here's a shot. No rebound. Gino. Sullivan coming up the floor with it for Benedictine. Works his way down the left side. Keeps the dribble alive. Looks into the middle, found nothing there, brings it back out on top to Bryson, to Gino, to Bryson. He'll start down left, back it away, keeps the dribble alive, hands it over to Jack. Vandewoody looks into the middle, goes to Sullivan, and the shot clock's at 11. Deglin getting double-teamed topside, will go left, spins it over into the corner. Driving across is going to be Drew. Little left-hand rainbow shot, no good, he got fouled. So Drew Purdy will come to the free throw line with 3:07 to go in the opening half of the men's game. Coming to the free throw line is Drew. His free throw, 9. Big guys a lot of times don't get a lot of credit for shooting free throws, and a lot of times that's earned. But Drew, right there, shows us that he comes into the game at 80% and hits 2. So Drew Purdy's free throw shooting percent certainly belies a lot of the thought about big guys and the free throw line. 2:50 to go in the half. Ravens go back up double figures. Cross court pass is thrown away. And Benedictine is going to get it back. It is 40-29. And we're going to have a Central Methodist timeout as the Ravens continue to be on a run. They are on an 8-0 run, and we're taking a timeout. Joseph, 2:48 to go, first half. Ravens 40, Central Methodist 29.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Central Methodist has not scored a point in going on 3 minutes, and Benedictine in control of the basketball has an 11-point advantage. Deglin Sullivan Muller over on the right side, working right in front of the coach. And the layup is missed by Gino, rejected, and Gino is going to lose it out of bounds. That was just a not good trip for Corridori. Misses the point-blank layup, has a rebound taken away from him, tries to get it back, kicks it out of bounds. Going to need more from your fives than that. And the shot down the court. Corridori feeling it, I think, a little bit after that last trip up the court, comes in to block the shot and does, but also commits a very obvious foul, putting Central Methodist on the line. 2:22 to go in the half. Corey Dorian picking up a foul. Eagles coming to the line. It's going to be Marcus Anthony, whose first shot is good. So for Marcus, 8 points already. He cuts the Raven lead to 10 and misses the second one. BC will board it down. It is 40-30. Jacqueline working again right in front of Central Methodist. And here's a feed out on top. You're getting a lot of bouncing around and gyrations from Coach Matt Sherman. And a feed goes underneath, and Gino can't handle it. Then commits a foul coming up the court. Corridor's struggling a little bit. So Corridori will have his second personal foul. It's as close to no fouls getting called in a half of men's college basketball as you're going to get here. Benedictine has committed his fourth. Central Methodist, two team fouls, and we are over 18 minutes into the game. Here's Anthony with it, and a three from the top. Whoa, that was a pretty, pretty shot from way outside by Bo-Ol Tong. 40-33, and we're at a minute and a half to go before intermission. Here's Deglin, goes left, down the lane, out on top. This shot for three, no, and a rebound is going to escape, get out of bounds, and the missed three-pointer by Bryson LaRue is going to go back to Central Methodist, and they will be inbounding it into backcourt. 1:20 left before halftime. Here's Anthony with it. Anthony, all the way to the right side, dribbles into the corner, two-hand push pass over to the left. Jenkins steps inside the defender, feeds underneath inside the block, and the layup is not going to be good, and we're going to get Vince Duca coming in late, picking up a foul. So for Duca, foul number one, Raven team foul five. And back to the line, CMU, and it is going to be Choya. Free throw, yep. That's his first point of the game, which is a little surprising. He averages over 12. Second free throw does not go. Ravens are going to clear it away. 40-34, and we're inside a minute to play. Opening half here in the Nolan. Sullivan kicks it over to Preston. Reynolds looks at the rim. Goes back over to the right side. LaRue will look in the middle. Kicks it back to Preston. Ravens playing a little catch up top side. Now swing it over to the elbow. 9 on the shot clock. Sullivan is going to drive in. Big guy's going to reject it. Central Method is going to come up with a basketball. It's going to be stolen back by Preston. Reynolds is going to save it. Ravens are going to reset the shot clock. Here comes LaRue with the ball. 31 to go in the half and 24 on the shot clock. And we're going to get a Raven timeout. Yeah. Let's take a quick timeout, Joseph. Half a minute to go in the half. Benedictine leads at 40-34.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
Okay, for Benedictine, been a little bit of a cold streak right now. They have not scored in the last 2:38. They have hit one of their last eight shots, having missed their last five in a row. So they're looking to get out of that. With half a minute to go in the half, the shot clock and the game clock separated by about 5, almost 6 seconds. So out on top. Bryson LaRue heels and the center circle. Just standing there, dribbling back and forth with the ball, running a little time down. Now 8 seconds, seven. Right side to Sullivan, 5 seconds. Declan goes baseline, crosses over, feeds underneath the falling away shot. Up and good, plus one. Sullivan the assist. The bucket is going to be good by Preston Reynolds. And the Ravens have an opportunity at a conventional three-point play with 7 on the clock before halftime. The foul is on Tong, and the free throw is no good. Rebound underneath by Duca, and it's going to be stripped out of his hands and out. It would belong to Benedictine. So the Ravens hit the bucket, miss the free throw, but they're going to get a chance at a final shot here with 6 seconds left in the half. They lead here by 8. They'd love to take a double-digit lead in. And now the inbound to Jack is thrown at his ankles, and he can't come up with it. So Benedictine will not have a double-digit lead at halftime. Inbound, it comes all the way into the forecourt. Bowl will take it. He'll put up a three. Blocked by Duca. And we are at halftime. Intermission in the Nolan. We'll be back to summarize. It is Benedictine 42, Central Methodist 34.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better. Ready to make some history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game. Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Benedictine dance troupe is entertaining the crowd on hand. Halftime of the guys' game. Ravens lead at 42-34. And let's recap that opening half scoring for you, shall we? First of all, for Central Methodist, one player making it to double digits, and that was Marcus Anthony, as he's got 10. Following him, it was an 8-point half for Dustin Jenkins. 6 tonight for Mario Fantina, then 5 for Paul Tong. 2 apiece for Kevin James and Thomas Suulu, and Brandon Tanchoya with 1. For Benedictine, wow, Declan Sullivan's just outstanding. 12 points to lead all scorers at halftime, and he got that on 6 of 8 shooting the ball, just red hot. Following him, almost double figures, Jack Vanderwood is. He's got 9 on 3 threes. He went 3 of 4 from the outside. So Jack with 9. 8 in the first half. Thank you. 8 in the first half for Bryson LaRue. Good to see him back out there, and he's shooting well. And helping his team, 8.7 for Gino Corridori. It's a 4-point Preston Reynolds first half, and 2 for Drew Purdy wraps up the first half scoring. Looking at a couple of the numbers quickly, these teams are as even as you might expect them to be. Benedictine hitting 53% of their shots. Central Methodist hitting 50% of theirs. From the outside, the Ravens are shooting well. Hitting half of their threes, 6 of 12, 5 of 15. Central Methodist, so they're getting a third. At the free throw line, there haven't been that many. Ravens 2 of 3, Central Methodist 3 of 6. BC has done a fantastic job. We're going to talk to Coach about this when he comes up after the game at limiting turnovers. five first half turnovers for Benedictine. So the Ravens doing a great job, and they've out-rebounded Central Methodist 17-13. So a lot of the things that you look at, a lot of the markers that you look to see how you're doing, are illustrating why the Ravens have a halftime lead. And we're going to see if they hold it. We're going to be back and bring it the second half live here on K-Radio. Lady Ravens winning in the opener. The Benedictine men lead at halftime in their game. Intermission score, Ravens 42, Central Methodist 34. Back we go to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio for a chilly January halftime.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Silk Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. I'm Joseph Kerr with you this evening. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, we've got Sports Look coming to you next evening. Following right around 5 o'clock, maybe 5:15, following the Care News Report, follow Brian Hagan, we'll have Tom and Gus Kautz talking about the local, regional, and national sports scene. Then, of course, we will have Benedictine basketball that will be coming up on Saturday. We've got Benedictine Ravens action for you that evening. Now we're going to take a real quick break and a good look at the local scores as I have them in the Heart of America Athletic Conference.
To mine for 2024. Hi, this is Brett with Naughty Pine Oil Company. We are your local third-generation family-owned source for bulk fuel, serving Northeast Kansas. I am inviting you now to lock in your fuel price for 2024. Prepay before you're in and enjoy stability in your fuel costs. Act now and call 785-364-3711 today for more details.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
And, of course, I'd like to thank Taco John's for sponsoring this halftime. Taco John's here in Atchison, bigger, bolder, better. They are, of course, located over on 216th South 10th Street. That's right across the parking lot from the Santa Fe Depot and the Chamber of Commerce here in Atchison on 10th Street. Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference. In women's basketball scores for this evening, we've got some finals to report. It was Granville View 93 to Clark's 79. Missouri Valley topped William Penn 64 to 42. Graceland beat Culver Stockton, with the Graceland ladies taking home a 62 to 55 victory. Park had a 74 to 63 victory over Baker. And Mid-American Nazarene topped Peru State 86 to 57. And then the game that you listen to right here at Hot Country 93.7. I'm proud to say that the Lady Ravens had a 76 to 48 final here in Atchison. In men's basketball games across the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we've got a win to report for just a moment. Too early for a win to report from them. In men's basketball, with about 2 or 3 minutes left in the first, it is Grandview trailing Clark, as Clark's got 51 to Grandview's 49. At halftime, Park is leading Baker 47 to 44. Peru State has got an edge of a lead at 59 points to Mid-America Nazarene's 58, with Central Methodist here at the half trailing Benedictine, as Benedictine is sitting at 42 points, Central Methodist 34. And in the Culver-Stockton game, with 16 minutes and 4 seconds left in the second, it is Culver-Stockton 50 to Graceland's 48. At the half, William Penn is trailing Missouri Valley, with Missouri Valley at 42, William Penn 37. We will be having Benedictine Ravens basketball this weekend, with the girls taking to the court at 2 p.m. here in Atchison, taking on Mid-America Nazarene. The men will take to the court sometime right around 4. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 15 tonight under mainly cloudy skies. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 24. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 7 above. Mainly clear skies and dry Friday. Clouds on the increase by Saturday. Mid-30s Friday, upper 30s by Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 34 degrees and cloudy in downtown Atchison right now. It feels like 26 out there, with the winds out of the west at 9 miles per hour. Relative humidity 67%. Dew point 24 degrees Fahrenheit. Barometric pressure on the rise at 30.23 inches of mercury. I do again want to thank Taco John's for sponsoring the halftime show. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
here on the Benedictine College campus at Ashes of Kansas. We're getting set to go to the second half of the guys' game. As college basketball on the airways here this evening on CARE. In the first game of the night, the Benedictine ladies with a dominant win. 30-point win over Central Methodist here in the guys' game. It is a 42-34 Raven lead as the teams are out warming up, set to go to the second half. Welcome back. Joseph, producing and engineering and doing the halftime and the live drops, all of that stuff. He's handling the business back at the CARE studio. Joseph, we appreciate you. Tom Counts with you courtside, and teams are huddled up around their respective coaching staffs. Do you think it's going to be a one-sided second half? Probably not, because these two teams are well matched. And in fact, in the first game they played, it was a one-point Raven win in Fayette, Missouri, at Central Methodist. And it was even more than that. It was a one-point overtime win for Benedictine in that one. So I think it would be safe to expect the second half to be really, really exciting and entertaining. We're glad to have you along with us for that one. As you look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference right now, Baker continues to hold down the top spot, undefeated at 15-0 in the conference, 18-1 on the season, and ranked number 8 in the current national poll. Crew State with a 12-3 mark in front of Grayson, who's 11-3, and Park at 10-5. Then it's Mid-America, Central Methodist, 10, Grandview, Benedictine, all tied in the middle with Missouri Valley. Clark, Culver, and Mount Mercy round out the conference. Saturday, we're going to be right back here, Benedictine, in the afternoon games 2 and 4 with Mid-America. So get up here to the Nolan, join us here on CARE Radio, and here we go. The ball comes in play. Central Methodist coming up court. Ravens are going to steal it. Here comes Deglin. Sullivan over to the left side. Driving into the lane is going to be Preston. Back out to the right. Out on top. Jack goes. 3. No. Rebound tip. Tipped again. Pulled down by CMU. Turning down to basketball is going to be Jenkins, and Anthony's going to bring it up the floor. Eagles with a basketball, and we are certainly back underway here in the second half. Choi with the ball. Kicks it over to the right side. Marcus Anthony. Spins, twists, turns in the lane forever. Now just going to rotate, fall away. Shot is up, tipped out, no good. Raymond's boarded down. Declan Sullivan into the forecourt. He will accelerate. Goes into the lane. Shoots it off the backboard. Doesn't get the roll. Rebound CMU, and they'll bring it back the other direction. So we're a minute into the second half. No one has put anything on the board. Now the Ravens coming up with a steal, and as they start to fast break down the court, we're going to get a late whistle. A foul on Preston. So Preston Reynolds will pick up the personal foul. It'll be his. Is that his first of the night? Yes. So Preston picks up the foul. And Central Methodist will put it back in play. They'll scoop pass to the right side. Falling away from 13. It's air ball short. Saved on the rebound. Baseline 3. Buried by the big man. Ball Tong. Hits his second 3 of the game, and he's got 8. Benedictine's lead down to 5. Here's a baseline jump shot. Good for 2. Bryson LaRue is in double figures. He's the second Raven to get to double figure scoring. He's got 10. By the way, if you're a Jayhawk fan, you were worried a little earlier in that game. Oh, here's another 3 for Tong. Jayhawk fans were worried a little bit early in the game, but Kansas came away with a 74-61 victory over TCU tonight. 44-40, Benedictine in front. 2 minutes into the second half. Bryson LaRue goes into the lane, twists, turns, trying to get a shot off. Can't. Comes out on top to Jack. 8 on the shot clock. Here's Preston. Cuts into the lane. Jumps it over to Gino. Gino loses the handle on it, throws it away. Big guy's trying to dribble the ball. 17:40 to go. Here's Boltong. Goes baseline, and Gino collides with him. Bull does a great job of not getting hurt as he runs up the stairs in the pit. And Corridori will have his third foul. So 3 personal fouls on Gino. They'll yank him out of the game at 2 minutes and 28 seconds in. No. 2 minutes and 18 seconds in. Here comes CMU, top side. Oh, nice little move into the lane. Pretty shot, and he won't hit it. The driving shot by Fantina, no good. And on the other end, the outlet, it's up and good. Jack Vanderwoody, he's got 11. 46-40, Benedictine. 17 and a half to play. Now a little motion kind of offense. Fantina goes all the way to the baseline. Wants to drive in. Bryson cuts him off. Puts it off on top to Jenkins. Jenkins to the free throw line. It's going to be Choya. Back it'll come to Anthony. Backs in. Left side turns around. Shot is up. Rattles down. The bucket is good. Marcus Anthony with a dozen continues to lead his team in scoring. It's 46-42. 16:50 to play. The kick to the top. The LaRue three is off the mark and a rebound to Central Methodist. It'll be swept down by Jenkins and brought up by Anthony. 16:45 to go in the game. The three, boy, that was perfectly online, but coming up a little bit short for Fantina. Benedictine up the floor, miscommunication, the Ravens are going to throw it away. Outlet left side, Showtime laying up and in. The driving shot is up and it is good. And Benedictine's lead is now down to two. That bunker by Tachoya. And the Ravens are going to take a timeout as they come into the forecourt. We're doing it. A break at 16:70 to go in the guys' game. Benedictine 46, Central Methodist 44.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
Okay, here's how the game is kind of gone. The quick synopsis, the Sparks notes. Okay? I would have said Cliff's notes, but, you know, Sparks notes. Here's the Ravens jumped out in front. Got a big lead early, up a dozen a few minutes into the game. Central Methodist battled back, cut the Raven lead to one. Benedictine pushed it back up to 11, led by 8 at halftime. And now we're getting that ripple again with Central Methodist battling back. But through all of it, the fact remains that Benedictine has never trailed in this game. So you got that going for you, which is nice. Ravens putting the ball in play, coming out of the timeout. Here's Declan Sullivan with it up on top. Well, I tell you what, they are guarding LaRue. I don't mean just guarding him. I mean like bear hugging him. So Pete will go back right, back to Bryson. Cuts in through three defenders, knocked to the floor, layup misses, and there's going to be the foul call. I was waiting to see if there was going to be one, and for a minute I didn't know that one might be forthcoming, but it will be called on Marcus Anthony, his first foul of the game. It'll be the first second-half foul by CMU, and coming to the line for Benedictine, it is going to be Bryson LaRue. Bryson has led them all season in scoring. His first free throw here is good. One more shot coming up for LaRue, who, boy, hate it when the gyms get this quiet. Free throw is up, then this one's going to be short. So it's 47-44. Benedictine inside 16. Here's CMU driving right, going right. Shot is up and no, but a foul is going to be whistled on Preston Reynolds, I suspect it is. So Preston picking up his second foul of the game, both of which have come in the second half. And back to the free throw line comes Central Methodist. Seven up there for CMU is going to be Jenkins. He's a 78% free throw shooter. The first one is perfect. And Destin Jenkins, collects his ninth point, and he's looking to reach double figures here. Eyes it up, looks it over. The Atlanta, Georgia native missed the free throw. What if his family's shoveling the driveway and the sidewalk now? Atlanta getting some snow in that crazy weather crossing the southern tier of states. Benedict is going to have the ball batted away, knocked out of bounds. So Ravens are going to have it in at the baseline. 15:40 to go. Vanderrooty takes the inbound, turns and shoots, and give him a two for Jack. 13 points now, and it's 49-45. And we're 15 and a half to go. Still a lot of hoops to be played. Ravens are going to run Harrison Kissling to the scorer's table. Marcus Anthony will have it left side. Vince Duca in the game, outguarded the little guard. Kind of a mismatch. Here's a little bunny hop, right side shot, no good, but a Benedictine foul, and coming to the line will be Central Methodist and Brandon Tachoya. Now they're going to see not a shooting violation, I guess. Surprisingly enough, Central Methodist is just going to be putting it in play at the baseline. CMU player falls to the floor, but another teammate of his, Dustin Jenkins, will lay it up and in for two. Once again, it's a two-point ball game at 49-47. Ravens going right to left here in the second half. Over to the right side is going to be Vanderrooty. Jack plays against the screen, goes away from it, goes into the lane, falling away. The shot is no good. Boarding it down is going to be Bowell Tong. Here comes CMU. Chance to tie with a two. The driving shot blocked, and they're going to call a foul on Preston. His third second-half foul already. While they analyze that, and before free throws get shot, we will take a media break. Timeout here in the Dolan Gymnasium. 14:41 to play in the game. It's Benedictine 49, Central Methodist 47.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Gymnasium, Benedictine College Campus in Atchison, Kansas. Vince College Basketball in the heart of America Athletic Conference. It is NAIA College Hoops. Nothing better. 49-47, the Ravens at home in front. Whoop, thank you. BC coming off the bench out of the timeout, and it is going to be Harrison Kissling and Preston Reynolds. You're going to have Deglan Sullivan out there, Vince Duca, and Jack Vanderwoody. Benedictine and Central Methodist both continue to shoot so well. Ravens, 50%, 20 of 40. Central Methodist, 51%, 18 of 35. Coming to the free throw line with a chance to tie this thing up. And the first one's going to be good. It's a one-point game. The free throw in by Choya, who is now 2 of 3. At the free throw line tonight, 67% free throw shooter hits that one. We are tied for the first time since it was 0-0. 49-49. 14:40 to play. Benedictine walking it up the floor. Here come the Ravens. Crowd making a little racket here tonight. Is way up topside with it. We're going to see Drew Purdy. Ravens will motion it back to the left to Kissling. Out on top, Duca. Back to Harrison. He'll start down the left side, lose the handle. Saved nicely by Drew. Goes in, goes up. Blocking foul. Those are so hard to see called. You never know when the defender slides down to get between the man driving to the rim and the bucket. And it happened so fast. Was he set? Was he not? And if this was a blocking foul on Ball Tong, coming to the free throw line is Drew. First shot, short. Drew Purdy unable to connect on the first free throw. One more shot coming up. 6'8 freshman misses them both. So Drew Purdy unable to capitalize. Hit two free throws, 2-2 in the first half, and now 0-2 in the second. And Central Methodist in a tie game. Jump shot. They've taken their first lead of the night. Marcus Anthony's 14th point. It's 51-49. As we're inside 14 to go. Ravens out on top. For Benedictin, imperative that they not let the team start putting together a bit of a lead. Well, here's that Noah. It is Noah Simmons. Ravens lose the handle. The ball is going to be knocked away at the baseline, and it'll come back into Benedictin. Noah Simmons in the game out of Valley Center, Kansas, a 6'7" junior. An old Hornet from Valley Center, to be exact. Here's Vanderwoody taking the inbound. A running three is well off the mark. Central Methodist coming up with a basketball. They've got the ball. They've got the lead. We've got 13.5 to play in the game. Push pass comes off on top. Jenkins will drive, shoot, miss it. Body's on the floor, no foul called. Here's Vanderwoody coming up the floor with it. He'll swing it over to the right side. Dump it into the corner. Baseline three. No. Rebound pulled down by Simmons, lost out of bounds. It's going to be stripped out of his hands. Touch lines by Jenkins. So Destin Jenkins got a hand on that, and Benedictine will have it to play at the baseline. Now for the Ravens, Larry Parker, the third, back into the game, and also Bryson LaRue comes back in. 13-11 to play, 19 on the shot clock. Here's Noah with it. Swings it back over to the right side. Larry has it batted out of his hand. Comes back and recovers it. Parker will go left. Start back into the middle. Cuts across the top of the lane right across the free throw line. Falling away. The three-point shot. Air ball short. Not even close as Drew Purdy had to rush the shot. The shot clock was down to two. And Central Methodist with that two-point lead back up the floor. And Benedictine hasn't scored again in nearly 3 minutes. Back over to the right side. The driving shot, nope, but a Raven foul. It's going to be on Simmons. So Noah Simmons. Has his first foul. It'll be Benedictine's sixth. First free throw is up and rolls. It goes in. Getting a good shooter's role, Justin Jenkins. 12 points for Jenkins. So Simmons comes out, Drew Purdy comes out. Coach is going to get a little smaller and a lot faster. Second free throw is no good. And Benedictine up the floor. Let's reset that five for you now. What do you say? Out of the court for Benedictine. Top side with it is going to be Bryson LaRue. Got Larry Parker out there with him over to the left side. The falling away shot. Harrison Kissling, no good. You've also got Preston Reynolds and Gino Corridori. There's your five for Benedictine. 12-12 to go in the game. CMU drives left. Baseline. Jump shot. Off the window. Good. Anthony with 16. 53-49. It is now an 8-0 run for Central Methodist. Corridori off the left block. Into the lane. Skyhooks, no. Way too flat on the shot for Gino. And Corridori is now 3 of 8 shooting the ball. And largely for Gino, those are 5-foot shots. Here's a 15-foot pull-up jump shot, no good. Parker with the board. Back up court, Benedictine. Harrison plays off the Gino screen, goes right side, kicks it back out on top of Corridori, and a terrible pass is going to be picked off. It's going to be showtime on the other end, and they'll throw it down. Jenkins with the bucket. Raymond's needing a timeout desperately. Coach is right out on the court to take it, and we're going to take a break also. Timeout Ravens with 11:19 to go in the game. Eagles on a run. It's Central Methodist 56, Benedictine 49.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
But the Ravens just cannot find the range right now, and as a result of having missed their last six shots and hitting only one of the last nine, Ravens haven't scored in over 4 minutes. Central Methodist in that time is on a 11-0 run. It is 56-49 Eagles. Benedictine putting the ball in play. Here's Larry Parker with it. There he swings it over to Bryson LaRue. Bryson works right, plays off the screen. There's the switch. Bryson's jump shot. Nope. Ravens cannot buy one right now. 10:50 to play. Central Methodist coming up with it, and it's going to be Marcus Anthony. Declan Sullivan steps up to pick him up in the Benedictine player defense. CMU on a big run. Now it's going to be stolen by Declan. Sullivan goes in, crosses over, lays it up and missed it. Back up with it is going to come Anthony. Little one-hand look-away pass to the left side. The step inside. The shot deflected. The rebound, Benedictine. Here comes Preston. Reynolds coming up the floor. He will attack the rim. Goes in. Goes up. Misses the shot again. However, was fouled and will get a chance to come to the line for free throws. And a whistle is going to be on Destin Jenkins. Now, here's the deal. For Jenkins, only a couple of fouls. For Central Methodist, only three fouls in the second half. Ravens have committed eight. Preston's free throw. Nice. And the Ravens with their first point in 5:14. Second free throw. Got it. 56-51, 10:20 to go. New guy in there for Central Methodist that we have not seen, and that is Will Hemming. We haven't seen him since a little bit of the first half. He's out of Fort Collins, Colorado. Little guy, 6'1", guard. CMU drives right, goes up, lots of contact, ball on the floor. It's going to be stolen by Larry. Parker coming up the floor. It's a 3-on-3. Parker coast to coast, driving shot, misses the driving layup. Central Methodist looking to slow it down. Coach wants him to slow it down. This team's got no slowdown. Another shot blocked by Gino. You can hear the crowd. Ravens will run. Over to the right side. LaRue for three. No. Rebound Parker. LP3. Dumps it back to the right to Harrison. Or no, make that to Deglin. Now over to Preston. Got the two. Preston Reynolds getting a couple. And it's 56-53. Benedictine doing what they needed to do and battled back. Yeah. Hope you're enjoying this. What a great game here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. 9:20 to go in the half. He comes into the middle. The shot goes up, but they're going to wave it off. A foul committed. We're going to get our media break. We're taking a timeout with 9:09 to go in the game. It's Central Methodist 56, Benedictine 53.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Silk Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
9 minutes and 9 seconds of play in the guys' game. 56-53. We got a game here. Welcome back, everybody. Ravens opened up a lead up a dozen. A couple of 3 minutes into the game. Central Methodist, about midpoint of the first half, battled back to within one. The Ravens pushed it back to double figures again. Halftime, it was an 8-point game. In the second half, CMU got on a little bit of a run. Got up by as many as 7. And now Benedictine battling back. Making it a 3-point game, but still a long way to go. 9:09 to go. And we will have CMU coming to the free throw line. Ravens are going to have Gino Corridori and Jack Vanderwoody left side of the lane. Larry Parker, Preston Reynolds right side of the lane, and Bryson LaRue behind. Coming to the stripe, it's going to be Kevin James. Free throw. Rolls around, he got it. Kevin James gets his 3rd point of the game. He's a 6'4 sophomore out of Ohio. A 62% free throw shooter. Now it's perfect. 4 points tonight for James. 58-53. Eagles is where he gets to 9 minutes to play. LaRue, top side, Jack, 3. No rebound. Eagles, Central Methodist, cleared it down to Destin Jenkins. Pulls down another rebound. And it's 8 rebounds now for Jenkins. He's got 14 points on his way to a double-double, it looks like, tonight. 8:40 to go, shot clock 15. CMU back topside with Henney. Over to the right to Jenkins. Back to Henney. Cuts down the side of the lane. Stops at the block. Puts a shot up. No. Rebound tipped out. Gino had it. Lost it. Picks it back up. Gets it away to Larry. Here comes Parker. He's working the wrong numbers. Kicks it back behind him. The trailer for 3. Vanderwoody. Jack. 7.5, 16 in the game. It's 58-56. 8:10 to go. And then a little layup from on the other end of the floor is going to be up and good. Choya gets a couple of more. Man, he's had a big game. 60-56. 7:47 to go in the Ravens. Again, a turnover in Central Methodist. They're slowing it down a little bit. I don't know if it's an intentional coaching thing or if they're just getting tired. Here's a 3-pointer missed by Jenkins. Benedictine with a long rebound. Vanderwitty's going to bring it up. Outlet to end of the forecourt where Bryson LaRue goes down the right side of the lane. Stops, twins, and turns and shoots. Missed it. Got fouled coming to the line. Bryson LaRue. Most of the Raymond fans still sticking around. Now I know that Jeff and Carl had to get home a little bit early tonight. That's okay. I'm hoping that they're listening. And, guys, it's a fantastic game with 7:26 to play. At the free throw line for Benedictine, it's going to be Bryson LaRue. There's your first one, it's in. So LaRue knocks down the front half. One more shot coming up. He's got 12 points now. Sullivan and Duca will check in prior to the second shot, taking out Corridori and Parker. 60-57 with one more shot coming here for Benedictine's Lee Summit, Missouri Junior. On its way, yeah. Bryson gets both halves. 60-58. And again, Benedictine has cut that Central Methodist lead to a pair. 7:11 to go in the game. And a travel off the baseline. They bent it down low to Thomas Sumulu. And the 6'8 junior from England just going to back in. He was going to back in, but started backing in before he got his dribble down. And he's going to turn it over. Ravens are going to have it and bring it up the court. 7:04 to go. Swulu will check out of the game. CMU is going to bring Bol Tong back in. got to realize Central Methodist has four guys in double-figure scoring, and I don't mean just barely double figures. I mean 13, 15, 16. Jump shot, good! Bryson LaRue, and we're even at 60. Tie game at 6:45 to go. How reminiscent is that of our trip over to Fayette back in November? Cross court, ball, his pass flopped away by Sullivan. Shot clock at 13 and 6.5 to play. Central Methodist is going to bring from the far side all the way across to Choya to do the inbound right in front of the coaches here on the CMU bench. He'll lob it off on top. Gets it there to Fantina. He pushes off a little bit on Duca. Here's a three. Won't happen. Offensive rebound and a push off underneath. Going to be called on Anthony. Marcus Anthony. Whistle for the personal foul. 6:22 to go in the game, and Benedictine has battled back from a 7-point deficit to tie this thing up, and now an opportunity at a lead. All the way down the right side with it is going to be Deglin. Sullivan gets picked up on a double team, a little bit of a mismatch, swings it over to the left side to LaRue. They fear him. They always want to double up LaRue when he's got the ball. Here's Jack. He'll put it in from 18 just inside the ring. Jack Vanderwoody has put the Ravens back in front at 62-60. 5:50 to play. Benedictine on a bit of a run now. A little behind-the-back dribble. Cutting into the lane, changeover shot, no, and the tip back up is in, but a foul prior to the tip. The whistle is going to be on Ben Seduka. He's going to be foul number two. And at the free throw line is going to be Jenkins. Destin tonight is 3 of 6 at the free throw line, but hits that one. One more shot coming up for Jenkins. Out of Atlanta, Georgia, 6'6" junior. Got them both. Jenkins is out of Cerro Coso Community College. I'd be absolutely not telling you the truth if I said I knew where that was. Never heard of Cerro Coso. Here's Bense for three. No, too strong. And a rebound pulled down by CMU. Choya up the floor. Swings down the left side. 5:15 to go in the game. It's 62-62. 3-point shot right side. No good. Rebound Preston Reynolds. Here comes Benedictine. So each team now feeling the pressure to try to come from behind. Here's a drive. Here's a shot. It's Sullivan for two. Deglin Sullivan. He just drove the middle. Nobody stepped up in front of him. And Declan's first second-half points right there. He had 12 at halftime, and that is his first point in the second half. The ball's going to be batted away. It's loose on the floor, and Central Methodist picks it up, and the Ravens are going to get fouled. The ball got loose. It was on the floor when, for Benedictine, Bryson LaRue grabbed it up. A defender tried to steal it back, commits a foul, and we are going to, with the stoppage of play, we're going to get our media break. We got a timeout at 4:43 to go in the game in the Nolan. It's Benedictine 64, Central Methodist 62.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Well, Benedictine is outscored Central Methodist, 15-6. And I'm just going back to see when that picked up at 11. So, yeah, these teams are struggling to get any points on the board. 64-62. Now, the overtime game ended up 79-78, Benedictine. But again, that was back in November. Here comes BC. I think both of these teams are better today than they were in that first meeting. Here's Declan Sullivan. Feeds to Bryson. Goes into the lane. Changes hands. Shot is up. No. He goes to the floor, but no foul called. And it'll be rebounded back down by Jenkins. Into the forecourt, Marcus Anthony. 4 minutes and 20 to go. Anthony, little hook pass over to the left. There was a travel by Jenkins. No whistle. The drive, the shot, the bucket. Destin Jenkins. It is 64-64. And we're at 4 minutes left. Bryson LaRue will turn and shoot. Hits the three! Bryson LaRue! Does his presence make a difference? Yes. There's no asking of that question. 3:50 left. He's been out for a little bit with an injury. He's back and looks to be at full strength on the right side. Cross court. Baseline. Ball three. No. The big guy usually hits those. Missed it. Got his own rebound. Drops the shoulder. Power moves in. Off the window and scores it. There's no stopping. Bol Tong picking up his 13th point of the game. Benedictine in front 67-66. 3:14, 3:13 to go. Ravens being patient. Here's Gino with it. Kicks it out on top to Bryson. 7 on the shot clock. LaRue working against Paul. Big mismatch here. Goes in. Underhand shot. How did he make it? What a play. Bryson LaRue with a couple of more. 69-66. We're now at 2:50 to go. Central Methodist on top. Shoya. Here's Bol for three. Knocks in another one. Bol Tong, absolutely fantastic. Central Methodist taking a timeout, and we are tied at 69. Timeout, 2:37 to go. We'll be back in a tie game.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
We're coming out of the timeout. Let's see who these players have put out on the floor. For Benedictine. Interesting inbound. They're going to Preston Reynolds is going to bring it in, and Declan Sullivan brings it up. At the high post, Gino in each corner is going to be Jack Vanderwoody and Bryson LaRue. The feed underneath, the shot blocked out of the hands of Gino by Bol Tong. And back will come the other way. Looking in, the feed underneath. Gino! Off the inbound is good for two. So Corridori hits the bucket. His first of the second half, his ninth of the ball game. Benedictine up one, 71-69. We're now 2 minutes to go. Bol for three. Misses that one. Rebound, Benedictine. Preston Reynolds sweeps it away. Ravens taking it the other way. Flying down court with it. Here's Jack. Fanny Woody kicks it over to the right side to Reynolds. Minute 49 to go. Minute 48 to go. BC with it on top, leading it by a pair. 71-69. Declan Sullivan drives into the lane. Stops. Kicks it back out of top. Jack. 10 on the shot clock. Plenty of time. Sullivan with a little crossover. Goes in. Goes up. It's pinned against the backboard, but they'll say before the shot, a foul called. A minute 34 to go. Benedictine coming to the free throw line, and I'm trying to decide against whom. The foul, oh, okay. Mario Fantina, number 8. And at the lines, Declan Sullivan, first one way short. That was Declan's first free throw of the game. Another look, and shot, and good. So he will hit the second. And it is 72-69 with a minute 34 to go. And Central Methodist just letting the ball roll up the floor. And it's going to get picked up right at midcourt. Marcus Anthony over to Bull. Last year, Bull Tong was one of the stars at Wayland Baptist, the Pioneers. Here's a feed stolen by the Ravens. A bad feed in the middle. Picked off by Deglin. Sullivan, a wonderful job, I think, anticipating the play, getting himself in a proper position to take the ball away from a larger athlete. And we're at a minute 5 left. Sullivan gets inside his defender, kicks it over to the left side of the Ravens and spread the floor. 1 minute to go, 12 on the shot clock. Benedictine with the ball, leading it by 3. Sullivan drives, stops, dishes, the shot. It's up and good. There's bodies on the floor. What is the call? I'm waiting to see what we've got. It is 1-1. It's going to be third foul of a game on Central Methodist Marcus Anthony. All of those have come in the second half, and no bucket. Declan Sullivan at the line. Looking to give his team a two-possession lead. It cannot hit the front half. Still a three-point game with 50, 49, 48 seconds left. Central Methodist up court with the basketball, trying to come by 3. They'll pull up for 3. No. Rebound on the floor. Saved underneath. They're going to say it was standing on the baseline, and it's going to go out of bounds to CMU. And Central Methodist taking a timeout. We'll take a break with Coach Sherman. Timeout on the floor. What a fantastic finish. It's so reminiscent of the last time these teams met. With 39 seconds to go, it's Benedictine 72, Central Methodist 69.
Secure peace of mind for 2024. Hi, this is Brett with Naughty Pine Oil Company. We are your local, third-generation, family-owned source for bulk fuel, serving Northeast Kansas. I am inviting you now to lock in your fuel price for 2024. Prepay before year end and enjoy stability in your fuel costs. Act now and call 785-364-3711 today for more details.
Here we go. Looking to put the ball in. CMU will bring it over to the right side. Marcus Anthony, 3 off the mark. No rebound. Gino Corridori. Gino with it. He'll outlet. Here comes Bryson. Diving down. Bulls timing it. The shot is up. Bryson for 2 and the Ravens with a 2-possession lead. 29 seconds to go. The bucket by LaRue. It's 74-69. Over to the right side. Looking for a shot. They'll put it over here in the hands of Choya. And now we're going to get a foul. The quick bucket underneath was going to be up and good. And now we're going to get a foul in the backcourt. Ravens are going to walk back to the other end of the floor. It is 74-72. And back to the other end we go. It'll be Bryson LaRue coming to the line. All of his teammates will be behind him. 4 players for CMU lining the lanes. The front half of the 1-1. Yeah. Bryson LaRue. Second shot. In and out, no. Still a 3-point game. Here we go. Up the floor. the Methodists will drive, go in, hitting the driving layup, and it's a one-point game. 10 seconds left. Ravens bring it in. Ravens get fouled. Ravens are going to be going to the free throw line on the other end of the court. And again, they're going to put it in the hands of Bryson LaRue. So Benedict is doing a good job on the inbound of finding the man in whose hands they want to have the ball. It is going to be Bryson LaRue. So going back, the bucket was good by Choya. And if Benedict can come down, hits one of two free throws. The bucket is good by Marcus Anthony for two. And the first free throw is no good. Bryson LaRue will have it. It is now a two-shot foul with team foul 10. And even though they're taking a timeout on the court, Joseph, we're going to hang on to it right here. We've got 8.9 seconds to play. It's 75-74. Benedictine in front by one. One more free throw coming away of Bryson LaRue. Bryson, 4 of 7 at the free throw line tonight. One more shot coming up. He can make it a two-point game. And if he does, Central Methodist will be putting in a play in the backcourt. So what do you do if you're the Eagles? Do you come down the court? Do you look for the driving layup and go to another overtime with Benedictine like you did back at your place? Do you pull up and go for a three? Do you win it or lose it at that moment? How do you handle it? If you're CMU head coach Matt Sherman, are you going to maybe do you have another timeout? Do you burn one of those? Benedictine, Central Methodist, I believe both out of timeouts now. 75-74, Ravens in front. Benedictine has hit 4 of its last 5 shots. Can't pick a much better time in a game to get hot than what they have done here tonight. And again, LaRue is going to be at the free throw line. Now, Central Methodist is not going to put 4 players along the lane. They're going to have 2 down at the base of the lane. They're going to have 2 in midcourt, and they're going to have 1 hiding in the corner over here right in front of the CMU bench. Jim's going to get quiet as LaRue puts it up. Got it. I'm sure you can hear the net snapping in the background. LaRue makes it 76-74. Down to the baseline. Funnick away. It's good. 1 second left. Now, let's see what's going on here. I did not think there was... I did not think they had a timeout left. We're going to hang on to it. The officials are coming up to the scorer's table. Okay? They're going to see how much time belongs on the clock. That bucket by Marcus Anthony, his 20th point of the game, ties the game 76-76. It's showing 0-1.5. 1.5 seconds left. Well, we will see. The last time these two teams played, it was the overtime game, and it was the Ravens winning it 79-78. Central Methodist is going to make a substitution. You're going to get Kevin James back in the game. Wow, Ravens 4 of the last 5. Central Methodist 3 of its last 3. These are two teams who are really battling it, really looking for this win here tonight. So Coach Moody coming out of the court. He's going to have, he's got Harrison out there and Deglin, Jack. He's got Bryson and Drew Purdy. And they move the top clock. It's a big deal. The clock to 2.4 seconds. So for Benedictine, you can get a dribble or two and get it to midcourt and get some kind of a look and maybe get fouled. We'll see. 2.4 to go, 76-76. Now, they're coming back over to the scorer's table and they're checking with Annie to make sure everybody's on the right page. And now, has everybody checked into the game correctly? Coach Moody is going to get a timeout. And he's going to come. We're going to hang on to it right here. So he saw what Central Methodist had done, and I guess is going to take a timeout and make further adjustment to his personnel and how they're going to handle this last 2.4 seconds of the game. Wow. Get some good basketball tonight here on KAIR-FM Horton Natchez. You're going to get some good sports stuff tomorrow here on Carrot. Right after the Brian Hagan 5 o'clock evening report at around 5:15 to 5:20, join Gus and me for Sportsbook. We'll bring you updates of things and stuff going on around the area, high school games, high school standings. I'm going to bring in a little bit of stuff. We're going to talk about some of the sub-state things and it has been changed, how it's going about. So we'll talk a little bit about that. We'll be talking, of course, about Benedictine men and women and the Heart of America Athletic Conference and the national polls and all of that. And then, yeah, we'll probably discuss a little bit about the Kansas City Chiefs and their date with Buffalo in the AFC Championship game. We've got lots of stuff tomorrow. Sports Look here on Care, right after the 5 o'clock news. Here we go. It's going to be Declan Sullivan looking to inbound it. Baseball pass, other end of the court. It's going to be taken away by Drew Purdy. And now he gets tied up by Marcus Anthony. What's the call? Was it a jump ball? They're going to call a jump ball? And so it's going to be possession to Central Methodist. And they're going to have it in play from deep in the backcourt with half a second, 0.5. And I suspect they're going to go back to the video and once again check what time it should be. And by the time the ball got in and a catch was made and the defender reached in and they had each been locked up on the ball long enough for that call to have been made, half a second's going to be pretty close. So, Joseph, just a heads up, just a warning, probably overtime coming up. Gino Corridori and Larry Parker are going to come into the game for Benedictine. This is an offense-defense switch-up. And Central Methodist is going to have the ball in play in the backcourt. And with a half a second, there is no time to catch and shoot. There is with a half a second time to basically tip the ball. And, of course, the big thing is nobody wants to commit a foul right here. Although free throws have been hard to hit. Benedictine hitting 56% of their free throws, 10 of 18 at the free throw line tonight. Central Methodist, not a lot better, 69%, 11 of 16. All right, so here we go. The ball is going to be put in play at the 28-foot mark in the backcourt, right in front of Coach Moody, right between the Raven bench and the scorer's table. It'll be brought in by Choya. Point six, it comes in, the turn, the shot. Off the backboard, that looked way too good to be comfortable. But it does not go in, and we're going to overtime. We're taking a break. Joseph, how about a 60? At the end of regulation in the Nolan Gymnasium, Benedictine 76, Central Methodist 76.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Thank you.
We go to the overtime. 5 minutes put up on your scoreboard clock. Welcome back, everybody. With Joseph, producing and engineering and handling this stuff, making it all happen. Tom counts with your court sign, 76-76. Benedictine hitting 46% of its shots. Center Methodist 48. 3-point shots. Benedictine 36. Center Methodist 35. At the free throw line, 56-69. The ball goes up. Ravens are going to control down the tip, and here we come. Benedictine led through regulation by Bryson LaRue with 24. Jack with 19, and here's a shot up by Gino in the overtime. That's good. Cora Dorian now with 11. 78-76. 4.5 to go in OT. Marcus lobs. Alley-oop. It's up and good. Dustin Jenkins now with 20. And it's 78-78. Driving down, the feet in the middle. The shot is up, and it won't go for Preston. Saved by Deglin. In traffic. Jumper, no. Saved by the Ravens. Benedictine is going to bring it back out on top. Here's Bryson LaRue. Starts to the right. Goes back to the left. Back and in. Back and in. It's going to be bounced off his foot. It's going to be stolen away. Here comes CMU. Down the court. Ball knocked away by Jack, and there are going to be a couple of free throws coming up for the Eagles. Brandon Woody said, I got across in front, and the official says, no, it's going to be Brandon Choya coming to the free throw line. So the foul on Jack is first of the game. Coming to the line, Choya, he is 3 of 4 with 9. This one in. One more shot coming up for Joya. 79-78 Eagles. It's up. Rolls out. No good. 79-78 CMUs. We're inside 4 to go. Out on top is Gino. Loses the handle. It's on the floor. It's rolling around. Corridori turns it over. Outlet to the other end. Driving down. The layup is going to be easy. Voltong. It is now 81-78. 3:40 to go. Underneath, the driving layup is up a good. Preston Reynolds for 2. He's at 9. 81-80. 3:20 to go in the OT. Now Central Methodist backing away, being patient. I think what both coaches are telling their players is don't panic. Just don't do anything silly. Here's Voltong. From the top of the key, it's a long 2, throws it down. Tong with 20. 83-80. With 3 minutes to go. Deglin Sullivan. Starts left, cuts back right. Thinking about the shot, pulls up his dribble, kicked it to Preston. Shot clock at 14. The feet underneath Corridori. Twists and turns, throws up a prayer. It's no good. They're going to have a foul called underneath. So a foul by CMU, and it is going to be on Voltong. It is his 4th foul of the game. Ravens coming to the line. Won't go. Corridori shot, not anywhere close. Last year for Wayland Baptist, Voltong averaged 7 points a game. Second free throw, not even close. So Corridori, 2 flat shots that do not go in. And CMU with a basketball leading it by 3 and 2.5 minutes left in the OT. Marcus Anthony pursued, drives right, cuts underneath, cuts her back around to the left side, dribbles it all the way back out on top. 10 on the shot clock. He'll go into the lane, pulls up, running shot up, no good. Preston coming down with a rebound. Here comes Benedictine. Deglin Sullivan will take it up the floor, swings it over to the left side. Oh, what a defensive play. And then the ball lost by Deglin. Gino set a fabulous screen right there, and the Ravens were not able to capitalize. 2 minutes to go in OT. Way out, Tom Steinman of basketball is going to meet Fantina to Bowl. Boltong goes to the right side to Marcus Anthony. Boltong goes left side, loses the handle, it's going to be stolen. Loose on the floor, saved by Deglin. Here comes Sullivan. Benedict at 2-on-2. Deglin gets fouled. Minute 40 to play. And Benedictine coming back to the free throw line. It's going to be the third foul of the game by Mario Fantina. Free throw? Yep. Deglin Sullivan. 16 points now. One more look. And got it. 17 points. It is 83-82 with a minute 35 left. Central Methodist coming up with the basketball. No swing it around. Feet underneath. Ball. He's working against Gino. Cordori bumps him. And now Bowles is having a word official and him having a chat. Foul is going to be on Cordori. That's not a terrible foul, okay? So Gino picking up a foul. Now it'll be his fourth. But with a minute 20 to go, as the first free throw is good. Boltong. Second free throw. No. Rebound. Ravens. 84-82. With a minute 15 left. Here's Benedict and Bryson LaRue. Into the lane. Kicks it over. Preston Reynolds back to Bryson. He'll go for three. Short. Rebound. Central Methodist. Eagles taking it back the other way. 1 minute to play. CMU coming into the forecourt. Each team has one timeout left here in the overtime. 50 seconds to go. 16 on the shot clock. Marcus Anthony around to the left side. Being guarded by Deglin Sullivan. Marcus into the lane. Loses the handle. Picks it back up. Tries to dish it across. Loose on the floor. Sullivan to Ravens. Outlet. It's Preston Reynolds. Driving layup. Gets it, Preston! It is 84-84. Half a minute to go. Preston Reynolds hits the big shot. The Ravens haven't come off the steal, and we're going to get a timeout. Taking a break. What a finish in overtime. 27 seconds to go, 23 on the shot clock. It's Benedict in 84, Central Methodist 84.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Back with me here in the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison. Ball's going to be coming in play. Central Methodist on top. Shot clock, game clock, separated by about four, maybe in a half second. CMU's bringing it down out on top. They'll dump it over to the right side. The ball batted away. It's going to be lost for a moment. Picked up by Anthony. Shot clock at 5. Shot clock at 4. Pull up from 17. No. Rebound Ravens. Here comes Benedictine. 4 seconds, 3. Left side. Driving in. The shot at the buzzer. No, it's 2 overtime. We got a timeout. Overtime number 2 coming up. Joseph, make it a 60 again if you would. The score after OT, Benedictine 84. Central Methodist 84.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection.
They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Honey Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Honey Liquor.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Be back with us. Thank you. Just doing a little research. Bo Tong played his freshman year at the University of New Orleans. I can't find his sophomore year. Played last year at Wayland Baptist, and now this year he's at Central Methodist. So he's a well-traveled young man. Here's a tip away, and it's going to result in a jump ball. And now we got a CMU player. A little slow to get up. One of his teammates nearly falls over him, unaware of his dilemma. Climbing to his feet. It is going to be a second jump ball. And we'll try it again. Bol Tong and Gino Corridori going up. It is up, and this time it'll be Central Methodist who controls it down. So CMU coming up with a basketball. 4:50 to go. We're underway in overtime number two. Bol Tong swings it over to the right side. That's going to be Anthony. Marcus over to Bol. He'll go three. Big guy can't get it to drop. Rebounding it down. Bryson on the roof. Benedictson up the floor. Bryson over to the right side. Deglin to Bryson. Starts left, brings it back off on top. Deglin near the center. 4:25 to go in the second overtime. Deglin gets inside, gets tripped. Back on top, all alone. Preston misses the three. Rebounding it is going to be Gino. Out on top for Jack for three. Missed it. Rebound. Bodies all over the place. It's on the floor, and it's going to be saved by Central Methodist. Outlet up the court. Driving layup. Got it. The driving bucket is going to be good by Tichoya. And it's 86-84. Ravens getting some good looks on the first possession of the second OT, but couldn't capitalize. 3:50 to go in the second overtime. Ravens with a basketball, trailing it by two. Out on top, Deglin Sullivan. Again, plays off the screen, slides right, goes in, dishes back. Gino, hook shot, not even close. Rebound, Bol has it, and we got a Gino foul. I suspect it is. So Gino picks up the foul. Is that his fifth? So Corridori is going to foul out in a second overtime. He'll end the game with 11. And there are 3:32 to go. So Coach Moody's going to get a moment to put together his substitution here, and it looks like it's going to be Ben Say coming into the game. 86-84. Eagles. At the free throw line is Bol Tong. At the free throw line tonight, he is one of two. First one's no good. One more shot coming up for the 6'9 senior. That one's no good. Rebound, Benedictson. He's throwing them in from three all over the place, but unable to collect on one of the free throws, and the Ravens trailing by two. Back up court they come. Here's Bryson LaRue. They'll jump it over to the left side. Back out on top, it'll go to Jack. He'll play off the screen for Vince. Has the ball knocked away from him, and it's going to get away and go out of bounds. The official hurt himself on the stairs over there. And Killer comes over to give him a hand. 3:09 to play. So it's going to be a foul called on Jack. It'll be his second foul. Both have come in OT, and at the free throw line, it's going to be Chichoya. First shot, yeah. So Chichoya, what do you got, like 13 now? And got them both. 88-84. 3 minutes to go in OT. Here's Benedictin out on top. Vince. Back to the right. Sullivan. Benedictin go all the way to the baseline. Not a lot of room. Brings it back. Vanderudy. Drive again. The shot. Good. Sullivan for two. Declan continues to score. 88-86. 2.5 to play. Marcus Anthony, hook pass out on top of the bowl. Tong drives, leans, shoots. No. Rebound. Followed up and home. Dustin Jenkins, 22 points. 88-86. Is that right? Have to check on that. There we go. 90-86. That's right. Benedictine out on top of the minute 50 to go. Deglin into the lane. In traffic. Kicks it back. Bryson for three. Wide open. Missed it. Rebound. Cleared away by Central Methodist. They've got the ball with a minute 40 to go in the second overtime. Eagles have one timeout. Benedictine will have two. But Central Methodist not interested in stopping the clock right now. They've got a 4-point lead with a minute and a half to go in the second overtime. Chichoya, left side, out on top of the ball. Here's Anthony, three, way short. Vince with a rebound. Benedictine back up the floor. Declan Sullivan. Once they get to midcourt, we're going to get a Raven timeout, and we're taking it. A minute 14 to go in overtime number two. Eagles 90, Ravens 86.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
Hey, we're back with you in the Ralph Nola Gymnasium. We've been here for a minute. Joseph back in the studio. Tom counts with you here. 90-86, Central Methodist on the road tonight in Atchison, Kansas, playing these Benedictine Ravens. We're in the second overtime. BC will be putting it in play. Larry Parker has come into the game. Ravens with the ball down four, and now a minute 10, minute 8, minute 5. Topside, Bryson LaRue goes to the left to Deglin. Sullivan backs in. Here's Larry. Spins in. A minute to go. Sullivan, 8 on the shot clock. Deglin twists, turns, leans, turns, shoots. Got it, Deglin Sullivan. What a player. Deglin at 19. And it's 90-88. inside a minute, 45 seconds to go. 15 on the shot clock. CMU, they need a bucket here. Ravens trailing only by two. 8 seconds for the Eagles. Comes out on top. Choya back over to the left side to Ball. Looking in. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, one. He knows he's out of time. He puts up the long shot. It's no good. And an offensive rebound cleared down by CMU. They'll step into the middle. And do we get a Raven foul? We may have. Foul is going to be on Declan Sullivan. And he's going to put Central Methodist at the free throw line. CMU leading by two with 18 seconds left. Sullivan's first foul of the game, irrelevant. Free throw, a huge one, it's good. Justin Jenkins, 20, now 3 points, according to my book. For the two-possession lead, he hits them both. 92-88. And the Ravens got 18 seconds left. Here they come. Sullivan up the floor. We're getting a timeout. Taking a break, Joseph. 16 seconds left in the game. Ravens taking a timeout. They trail by four. It's 92-88.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Seconds to be playing to the second overtime tonight. Central Methodist on the road leading at 92-88. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph at the studio. Tom Kalsuppi here for Benedictine, Reynoldson, Vanderwood, Sullivan, Parker, LaRue. Breezy brings it in. Out on top. No time to spare. They'll drive in, kick it back on top. Bryson, a running three. Nope. Rebound, tipped around, tipped around. Ravens are going to have it, but they're running out of time. Bryson, another three. It's up. No good. Rebound tipped out. Ravens will launch one. It won't matter. It's off the window. Final score tonight. In two overtimes, Central Methodist 92, Benedictine 88. And we'll be back right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Silk Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize.
You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Nolan Gymnasium, where Joseph is on overtime tonight, and you know what? He deserves every penny, because we had a lengthy night tonight, a couple of great games. Lady Ravens winning in the opener, and in this one, guys' game coming down to the wire. Matter of fact, it went past the wire, and it went past the wire twice. We went to double overtime tonight before Central Methodist was able to secure the 92-88 win. Looking at the scoring for you for CMU, three guys over 20. How about that? You had Destin Jenkins at 24. You had Bull Tong with 21. And you had Marcus Anthony with 20. Brandon Choya knocking down 15 tonight. It was a half a dozen for Mario Fantina. Kevin James with 4. And Thomas Sewulu with 2. For Benedictine, I guess I didn't even realize as the game was going on that only 6 guys scored for BC tonight. And of those 6 guys, Drew Purdy had 2 of Benedictine's 88 points. So the 86 other points were scored by the starters. How about that? 24 points for Bryson LaRue. You had Sullivan Deglin knocking down 21 tonight. Jack Vanderwoody, 18, Preston Reynolds, 12, and Chino Corridori with 11 points tonight. So the Ravens starters had 86 of the team's 88 points. And in fact, Gino fouls out of the game very late tonight. Again, 11 points, and he had his 5th foul, 27 minutes tonight for Gino. But look at the minutes these 4 guys put in. They got to be just exhausted. Sullivan, 44 minutes. LaRue, 44 minutes. Vanderwood, 42 minutes. Reynolds, 41 minutes in the game here this evening. That's like more than a game without resting. And I'm like, exactly correct, because, you know, you're thinking 40-minute games, and those guys are playing 44, 44, 42, and 41. Ravens, you're going to look at this game and say, man, we had some chances to pull it out, and then sometimes you just can't fight the urge to say, how come I didn't get this win? Well, they shot well enough, 43% from the floor, 34-79. The Central Methodist a little bit better, 33-69. So the Ravens didn't hit one more shot. 3-point shots, it was 9-8. Central Methodist hitting one more than Benedict. And the free throw line was what turned out to be the difference. And Central Methodist was not sizzling at 17-26. But Benedictine, 55% at the free throw line, 12-22 at the free throw line, and I have to go back and look at my book, but I know at least a couple of those were front halves misses. So that said, here comes Coach already. So BC struggling a little at the free throw line, and I didn't turn the ball over much and took advantage of the turnovers and scores. But that all said, we got Coach Moody getting up here with his coach. Man, every time you play these guys, it's just like another just battle all the way to the end and extra minutes and a tremendous game for your guys tonight. I was proud of how they stuck in there.
Agreed. I thought, and I just told them, you know, they showed some fight. This is the 2 evenly matched teams. We didn't go away. You know, we had to battle back to get back in that game and get it to overtime. I thought we played well tonight. I mean, the takeaways, Tom, from tonight that are positive are our offense looks much better. I mean, we are scoring the ball. We're playing fast. We're sharing it. 21 assists tonight is big time. 3 ball didn't go in as well second half as it did the first half. That made an impact. But, you know, they're not trying to miss, but 12-22 from the free throw line is what lost the game. And we had the right guys there. You know, I mean, like I just told them, I want the same guys there in those situations on Saturday if we're in that situation. They're going to knock them down. But this was a hard-fought game. You know, neither team, I think we got 2 points off the bench and Central Methodist got 6. And it was a 4-point game, right? You know, so I'm not blaming our bench by any means, but like this was 10 guys going at it for 50 minutes tonight.
Now, I was just looking at the numbers a little bit, and it just jumped out at me. Wait a minute, six guys scored? So, yeah, the bench, it was just remarkable, but those starters just played so well. I mean, they were just dominant out there, and they got those points.
Yeah, I mean, I thought our starters, you know, Gino finally, you know, looking a little bit more healthy. Hopefully his knee held up tonight. I saw him grabbing at it a little bit, but, you know, he played well. He slowed down and was able to get some buckets. You know, of course, Bryson LaRue back helps us a lot. He was really tremendous tonight. Deglin, another good performance out of him. I mean, all those guys, anybody that went in there played well. You know, I mean, these are two teams. We've played, what is that, 95 minutes of basketball this year against each other. And that was a battle. And, you know, you can't miss 10 free throws in a game like that. You gotta get your free throws. And I thought we rebounded the ball well, shared it. I loved our offense. Defensively, I thought we were in a really good spot, you know, to give up 92 in 50 minutes. I mean, I'll take it, to be honest with you. You gotta make your free throws and get over the hump.
Kind of hard to not give enough credit to how Bryson helps your team. He would help anybody's team.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Bryson's an all first team, all league player. It's crazy if he's not this year, but, I mean, he's so smooth right now. His pull up jump shot's great. You know, he's smart on his attack. You know, we're still learning. We're still getting better. I mean, there's a bunch of young guys running around out there, Tom. When you consider Jack and Harrison and Deglin and all those guys, and they're getting better. I love where our offense is at. That's why, you know, I'm down. It's no fun to lose, but we're actually putting pressure on people with our offense. And I thought we shared the ball really well tonight. But yeah, Bri makes us a better team, no question.
Okay, so it's hard to believe, and we aren't even in moving month yet. With a few days left, we're coming into night five home games left. Now there's only four home games left, and you've got another one Saturday. Raven fans, you got to get up here and see this team because this is going to be a great one Saturday.
I mean, they're fun to watch. They play hard. They do the right things. Mid-America is a good team, another team that we were able to beat at their place on the road. You know, we got to be dialed in. We've got to have 2 days of rest, especially for those five guys that started tonight. Get them treatment, get them recovered, and get those other guys that are going to have to come in and actually, you know, give us some minutes and give us some positive minutes with some production. Get those guys' minds right. Get them some recovery as well and be ready to roll. But 4 o'clock for us, 2 o'clock for the girls. Huge game for the girls against Mid-America Nazarene at 2 o'clock. We'd love to see as many people out here as possible. This group's going to keep fighting, man. This is a tough one, but they'll keep fighting.
How does the players and the coach rest up and get themselves ready to go again in just a couple of days?
You know, I mean, tomorrow is a lift day. That's about it. A recovery lift is what we call it. It gets them in, gets the blood pumping, gets the lactic acid out. You know, we sometimes shoot on Thursday. I don't think we will. Maybe with the guys that didn't play a little bit, but those starters are going to get ice baths and warm baths, and they'll put the boots on to squeeze out the swelling in their legs. I mean, we do as much as we can to help them. Friday will be a light kind of walkthrough, get a sweat, and get ourselves ready to play for Mid-America. I mean, you're talking, I think we've had 63 or 64 practices at this point and played, you know, 20-plus games or around 20 games. You know, it is the grind right now. And we're going to rely on the guys that can put points on the board and defend, and those guys just got to get rest. So just taking care of your body, Tom.
I know getting ready for a game is still a little bit in the future, but is this the same Mid-America team that we saw down at their place here, you know, what, it's been a couple months already.
Yeah, it's been a couple months since we saw Central Methodist, too. But, yeah, it's the same team. I mean, they've got I think they'll have one guy back that didn't play against us. Their starting center, it sounds like he's healthy and back. And then they've added a wing that is playing more. I think he was on the team when we played him, but he's earned his way in there. You know, they're a good team. All of us here grinding in the middle of the heart right now. And when I say the middle, I mean, you know, there's three teams that have separated themselves, and the rest of us are all just grinding. And Mid-America will come in here ready to play. I have no idea what they did tonight, but it'll be a battle, and we'll be ready.
Coach, we appreciate your time, man. We'll see you 4 o'clock Saturday right here.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
You got it. Ryan Moody, head coach of the Benedictine men, as Ravens had a tremendous game here tonight, and the second time playing Central Methodist, second time it goes into extra minutes, and this time the Eagles coming up on the long end, 92-88. Lady Ravens winning in the first one. Central Methodist guys winning in the second one. Tomorrow night, as we mentioned, Sports Look coming up after the Brian Hagan Evening Report. Around 5:15, 5:20, Gunston, I'll be bringing you up to speed with a lot of things going on in high school and college games and around the conference and, you know, all over. So tune into Sports Look, then we'll be off from there. Hey, want to thank you for having joined us. Have a great you next time for Brian, who's kind of got the ball on the tee and got it all set up, and Joseph came through and kicked it through the uprights. Guys, duo of engineers. Appreciate what you've done this evening. Tom Counts here in the Normal GM. So long, everybody.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at msdsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.